4:22 on a sunny Thursday afternoon here in Chicago on K-Lite. Now here's one for all you rush hour rockers, the Beach Boys, with Good Vibrations.
The way the sunlight plays upon she wears. I hear the sound of gentle rain on the wind that blows her perfume through the air.
I'm digging up good vibrations. She's giving me temptations. I'm making up good vibrations.
Rusty, Audrey, Alan. Honey, I'm home.
Only pour a doppelcup onto the bread.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, honey.
Ooh, smells good.
Don't. Kids, come on in here. Gather around. I want to show you something.
Is it my new car?
Keep dreaming, son.
Here, eat these.
They're chocolate chip.
They're delicious.
They're 4 years old. Anyone for milk? 8 years old. It's my long life food preservative. It's finally been approved. I got my big bonus.
Yeah, Dad!
Isn't it great? And that's not all. Mr. Shirley thinks a guy like
Clark Griswold deserves a few days off.
And a guy like Clark Griswold thinks he should take those few days off and, take his family on a fabulous vacation to, say, fantastic Las Vegas.
Dad, Las Vegas, there's nothing to do there.
Clark, I don't think that Las Vegas is the kind of place you take a family.
Oh, come on. Las Vegas has changed, Ellen. It's the number one family destination in America.
Dad, I'm not going. The people there are so phony.
Isn't there legalized prostitution?
Not within the city limits, Russ. I'll tell you what there is. There's first-class entertainment, beautiful scenery, and all the shrimp cocktail you can eat. Listen, everybody. Who knows how many more chances we'll get to do something together as a family? I mean, Ellen, you and I are always working. And you guys are growing up so fast, I hardly recognize you anymore. Okay. There's one more reason why you should all go. I'm gonna remarry your mom. If she'll have me.
Really, Sparky?
What do you say, Russ? My 20th anniversary, I could use a best man. Have anybody in mind for a bridesmaid, honey?
How about Audrey?
Audrey who?
Dad.
What do you say? Let's do it.
I think this is going to be the greatest vacation ever.
You know you look really beautiful right now. Guys at work tell me there's a special club we can join if we meet in the bathroom.
Clark, are you serious?
Come on, you love me, don't you?
Oh, I do, but here? Now?
Well, we've been married 20 years.
How do I do it?
You go first. I'll be right behind you.
Are you guys okay? You look all red.
Yeah, I just have to go to the restroom.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Pop?
Huh? Oh, your mother's got something caught in her eye. I'm gonna help her get it out.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Bela menina que vem, que passa. Num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste?
Maybe we should join another kind of team.
No, I just want some time with you.
I just think that there's...
This is going to be such a great vacation.
Then time
here. I just want...
My captain has...
I got it.
I'll never fly again.
I thought the pilot was very helpful.
You see the way the whole plane applied?
Hey, you know, if you two want to use the bathrooms here, we'll wait.
Hey, is this for us?
Clark, a limo?
We're the Griswolds.
Oh, sorry, my temper's still not...
Oh. I'm sorry, sir. No. Come, please. Come this way, please.
This is it. Look at this.
Born to be alive. Born to be alive. You see before. Born. Born to be alive. Time is on my time and I was running down the street for the fight, fight, fight. She came down an old guitar and something new to occupy the fight, fight, fight.
Yes, indeedy. Clark W. Griswold for.
You know, we have an excellent dry cleaning service here, if you're so inclined.
No, it's just a birthmark.
Now, in order to get to your rooms, you're going to have to go this way through the casino. Veer to the left. Take a sharp right at the first giant palm tree. You'll see a group of blackjack tables. Not baccarat, not craps. Blackjack. Take another right and then wind around to your left. If you get to the pool, you've gone too far. Back up and take another right. You'll see a bank of elevators. Those aren't your elevators. Stay away from them. But keep walking. You'll see another bank of elevators. The gold elevators. Those are yours. Take them up to the 10th floor. Take a right at the end of the hallway. You'll find your room. Any questions?
No, not really. Russ!
Yeah, Dad.
Oh, there you are. Did you get that? Well, let's go then.
Good luck.
What's this?
Look at these people, blinded by glitter and the almighty dollar.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
$5, huh?
$5. Here we go. Oh, you see? Las Vegas is already bringing us closer together.
Let's go to the room.
Honey, call up the kids. See how they like this.
Rusty and Audrey Griswold, please.
Mom, we're right next door. Can't we get our own rooms?
Honey, please don't spoil your daddy's fun.
Dad, we're too old for this.
Hey, hey, hey. Come on. Sit down. Kids, remember when you were babies?
No.
It was a wonderful time. We had your cribs right in our bedroom, and we'd wrap you up in those little baby blankets and roll you back and forth across the bed into each other. Those days are, well, they're almost over. So, to close out that wonderful chapter in our lives, I got us four tickets to Siegfried and Roy. Number one show on the planet? Masters of the Impossible?
Oh.
Yeah, and we're all going because we're the Griswolds.
Can't you just wrap me up in the blanket and roll me across the bed again?
No, Russ, get dressed.
Come fly with me, we'll fly away.
Hey, want to try our hand a little blackjack?
What do you know about blackjack, Clark?
Honey, you forget I was in the Army?
You weren't in the Army, Clark.
Well, not in the Army, but I have played cards with men in uniform.
Just don't want you to lose all your money, that's all.
Helen, when a man can come to Las Vegas with a few extra bucks in his pocket, maybe throw a 10 spot down on a table, pay an extra dollar for a steak with his eggs, that's a happy day for that man. And when his woman is at his side, Helen?
Is that Wayne Newton?
I suppose it is. Why? You want his autograph?
I think he's staring at me. No, I must be tired. Maybe I'll go find the kids.
Nah. I think they want a little time away from Mama and Papa Bear. Let's let them get into some trouble.
Rusty!
Audrey, I'm asking for $5.
What are you going to do if you win? Run away?
You're the most boring person to travel with.
Fine. You want $5? Here, you're big man. Here's $5.
Thank you.
Get a wallet. Hi.
Good evening. Would the two of you have any ID?
Well, we left our IDs upstairs, actually. So we're on a honeymoon. But if you can wait here for about 2 minutes, I can run upstairs and I'll get the ID. I'll be right back, okay?
My friend, $200 in chips, please.
Anything? Changing 200.
Do you know that blackjack is the only game where a smart player has a mathematical advantage over the house?
Are you a professional?
Not really. Are you?
That's your bet, sir.
Ah, yes, the bet. Okay, what the hell? Hit me.
It's a bust! Las Vegas Fun Police, hand over your chips.
Eddie?
22. Player boost.
Oh, man, it is a blazer out there. You're lucky you got air conditioning in here like Mother Nature intended. Clark Griswold, did you think you were going to get to Las Vegas and not see your favorite cousin, huh?
Your bet.
There you go. What are you doing in Las Vegas, Eddie?
Where else can you wear shorts 24 hours a day, huh? Huh?
Whoa, I am on fire!
What?
Shuffling!
But here's the best part. Thanks to that defective plate they put in my head, the VA gave me a huge pot of old government land just north of town. Oh, yeah, every time I belch, the plate shifts and my legs give out, but man, what a view.
19.
20.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Another 100 in chips, please.
Changing 100.
That's it, Clark. Show him who's boss. It's people like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town. Not this pretty boy.
Whoa!
Oh, gee.
I can't believe it. I've lost $300 in 15 minutes?
Oh! I'm okay. I'm okay.
Scooby, where you come from?
Me? Chicago, Illinois.
Fantastic. Chicago. All right. Sir, why don't you come on stage?
Oh, come on, Clark. It'll be fun.
Yeah, go on.
Come on.
Yeah, go on.
No, I can... come on.
All right, I'll play along. Okay.
Give me my hand. Good to have you. What is your name, sir?
Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold.
Fabulous.
Now let's do some real magic.
Clark, listen, I know the routine. What's it going to be tonight? Wires, mirrors, trapdoors? You know, I happen to know a little magic myself. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Huh? Huh? Can you tell it's my thumb, though? Looks like my thumb, but it's not. Whatever. I'll do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me. I'm here to help.
Enter.
Okay, I know this one.
Yeah.
Trust me.
All right, I'll trust you. So this is going up then, huh? I'll just go with it. Me. Right? Right. We'll be right back.
where Dad went.
I haven't got a clue. How'd you do at the tables last night?
I'm about even.
Why'd you tell Eddie we were here?
Oh, come on. How often do I get to see my cousin Catherine? Anyway, we're just stopping by for lunch.
I want to gamble.
Russell, I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again. Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Excuse me a minute.
Funny, Russ. Honey, will you check the map again?
Could that be it?
Well, Eddie said there was enough room for a pool.
Yeah, the sunscreen.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Oh, Ellen, I miss you so much.
Ellen.
Oh. Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes. Hey, dinner boy, come on over here. I mean, would you just look at that view out there? It's government property all around us, so you know nobody's going to build. Look at this in here. They grow up so fast, don't they? I keep telling him he's going to pierce himself shut one day, but what can you do? The boy likes eating through a straw.
You gotta let kids make their own mistakes.
Doesn't that hurt?
Who's hungry?
You need help with the grill, Eddie?
No thanks, Clark. Don't have one. I'll get Tom's.
Renewing your wedding vows. Oh, that's so wonderful. I wish Eddie and I had time for that sort of thing. But with the constant windstorms and flash floods, oppressive heat and homeschooling, we don't have a minute free. Could you hand me that oven mitt?
Oh. I love what you've done with the kitchenette.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, listen, things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, you could be pregnant again.
Oh, no. I've been earning money testing fertility drugs. I think this one's going to be a winner. Everybody loves a baby.
Yeah, life is good. The kids are thriving. Little Ruby Sue, she must have grown a whole foot since you saw her last.
Daddy, I caught another snake.
That's good, sweetheart. You go put it in the pit with the other ones. And get inside and work on your typing.
Nice kids, Eddie.
Don't ever pick me up again, jerk.
Ah, look who's home. This one here is my pride and joy.
Lord is my witness, I hate this heat! Been gluing your butt to the truck seat, it's making you sweat like a farm animal. And I want something better! Hey, everybody.
You remember your cousin Vicky, don't you, Russ? Yeah, she's a dancer now. Her picture's everywhere. Phone booths, men's rooms. She's famous. Show them that little move I taught you there, pork chop.
Don't think unnatural thoughts about your cousin, Russ.
She's got her mama's looks and her daddy's sense of balance. Hose down now, kids. Chicken's almost ready.
How's your chicken? Mine's dry as hell.
Mine's dry as hell, too.
You want to hang out with Cousin Vicky tonight? I'll give you my beeper number.
Really? That would be great.
If y'all are still hungry, I can wrestle the potato salad away from the dog.
Well, as appealing as that sounds, Eddie, we really should be going. Still got a lot of sightseeing to do, and I just added tetanus shot to the list.
Sorry about the tablecloth. Rusty's never had this reaction to poultry before.
Oh.
He just ain't used to real home cooking. How are you, Taggart?
Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, he's sick. Anyway, I...
He'll be all right.
Wish you and Catherine could come, but no room for the kids, so thanks for the lunch and bye.
Not so fast, Clark. Let me get the babysitter. Hey, kids! Roundup time! That'll keep them busy for hours. Where are we going?
Hoover Dam. Over 1,000 feet wide and 727 feet to the bottom.
Where can I buy some bait around here?
Oh, I love electricity. Eddie says we're going to get some soon.
What a magnificent achievement.
Clark, this is a family vacation. Could you try to stay with the family?
Oh, sorry. This way, please. The tour is about to start. Welcome, everyone. I am your dam guide, Arnie. Now, I'm about to take you through a fully functioning power plant. So please, no one wander off the dam tour. And please take all the dam pictures you want. Now, are there any dam questions?
Yeah, we're going to get some dam bait.
Eddie.
This way, please.
What'd you say?
This way.
Don't worry about the water leaking through the rocks, folks. It's perfectly normal. Please keep up with the tour. This is one of the oldest dam tunnels we have.
Audrey,
Artie, come here.
Give me your gum.
Out of my mouth?
I don't care. Any gum. Just give me some gum. Look what's happening here. Just talk to him. I'll catch up.
The damn tour.
Oh boy.
Ellen.
And there are over 100 million tons of cement in these walls.
Ellen? Hello? Help!
That's how a power plant works.
How?
This tour gets better every week.
Fish has been better, though.
Yeah.
Remember when I had the puffer fish?
Drinks at the snackateria on me. I can't help noticing you're taking more of an interest in the Ferris X lately. There's something your old dad would like to say about that.
You see, Russ, there comes a time in every young man's life when he enters the fragrant garden of beautiful flowers. And he wants to enter that garden with a knowledge and a mulch to let the flowers bloom more brightly rather than...
Dad?
What?
This is about sex. I already know.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Good talk, son. So what's it going to be tonight? The Amazing Elvis Monkeys? How about Liberace on Ice?
Oh, Clark, I don't know. It's been such a long day.
At Hoover Dam today, the water level dropped 4 feet after an unexplained flood in the underground tunnel.
Oh, thank you.
On Channel 7. And now, back to gambling.
Hey, look at this. 4 tickets to Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton? Wayne Newton?
That's Las Vegas. They never stop giving. Yeah?
Hi, for Ellen Griswold?
I'm Mr. Ellen Griswold. Okay. Thank you.
Please wear this tonight. A friend.
Hey, who's it from, Mom?
I don't know. But it's beautiful.
I guess they really know how to treat their high rollers around here, huh? Okay, kids. Inspection in 5 minutes.
You heard your father. Move it. Wayne Newton just happens to be one of America's greatest entertainers.
You don't know the effect he has on women.
Hi, it's Griswold.
Griswold, right this way, sir. Oh. Here. Take the seats, girl.
No gratuity is necessary, sir. Follow me, please.
Oh, Clark. You're in the front row.
I tipped him.
A man knows a moment. What wonderful moment when fate takes his hand. Now this was my
energy.
My once in a lifetime.
Thank you.
A magical group of people. Greg, give me some birds. Let me hear some birds. Yes, loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love to you is all I wanna do. Yes, loving you has made my life so beautiful. And every time that we, ooh, I'm full of loving.
Look, Mrs. Ellen Griswold.
Ellen. Holy crap, Wayne Newton's hitting on Mom.
It's all part of the act, Russ.
Now you. No one else.
Well, I think we know who sent the dress.
You're very lucky. I've been to every Wayne show for the last 15 years, and I've never seen him do anything like this.
No, I'm just saying I've never heard you hit those notes before, that's all.
Don't worry, Clark. You have nothing to fear from Wayne Newton. He's unattainable.
Mom, you didn't see the way he was staring.
Watch your mouth, Russ.
I think I'll go upstairs and take a bath.
Not me. Anybody up for craps?
We're too young, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember when I was too young. Here. Both of you take $20. If you need daddy, I'll be rolling the dice.
Have fun, kids.
Have a nice night.
See you later.
Daddy wants a 7. Let's go, 7.
7 a winner.
Yeah!
Place your bets. Lucky Roller coming out. Place your bets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let go of me. Let go of me. Clark. There he is. Clark. See, I told you. Clark. Oh, look out. Don't hurt me now. Don't hurt me. Whoa.
Nice place for a pearl necklace.
Sir, do you know this person?
No, no. Hi, Clark W. Griswold. Nice to meet you.
Clark, have you ever swam with the dolphins? I mean, them things is hard to catch.
12 craps. The loser.
Eddie, has anybody ever told you before your bad luck?
Those were my mother's dying words. But, you know, when you got your body covered in third-degree burns and your foot's caught in a bear trap, you're going to start talking crazy.
Excuse me, I seem to have run out of pocket money. Do you cash checks?
Only if you're staying at the hotel, sir.
Indeed I am. There we are.
No problem. Good luck, Mr. Griswold.
Yeah, Clark, if you're thinking about buying me a Cadillac, forget it. I won't take it.
No, just trying to get even, Eddie. Now, where can I do the most damage?
Come fly with me, we'll fly,
let's fly. That's shrimp cocktail, 29 cents. If you can use some exotic booze, foxy boxing, fake IDs.
How'd you know?
Don't sweat it, Junior. When I was your age, I used to have to use a water cannon to keep me away from the girls down at the Paramount. $10. Ten. Shrimp, ladies. 10 of them. I need the 10.
Thanks.
Have a good evening, Mr. Morris. That's why... Oh, whatever.
Oh, Clark, you were over there.
Oh, okay, let's see. House has 14 and house bus.
Oh, you're on hold now.
Wendy, you are my lucky charm.
I don't know what is wrong with me tonight.
Yeah, you're rolling.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody. Batter up. Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man. Sure you don't want to save a few bucks for the buffet?
Okay, wise guy. Let's see how you do against three hands.
Oh. This should be sweet.
Sweet for me, Marty. You're finished.
Straw?
Eddie, I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, yeah. That's a bigger fire than the red drink.
Did you come to Las Vegas to be a showgirl?
No, I'm on vacation with my parents. Hey,
girl. Hard to believe we're related, right?
A drink, please.
Welcome to the Riviera, sir. May I see some ID? I think we have a problem, sir.
Good night.
Hey, Pally, what a long face.
You know that crap ID you just sold me? I want my $10 back.
Those lousy bumps threw you out?
Hey, helicopter rides to the Grand Canyon. See it the way God does. They tossed me.
Oops. Yeah. Damn it, don't they realize what it's like to be a boy on the town when he's in love?
Just give me my $10 back.
Look, I'm not through with you yet, Bingo. All right? You're Nick Papagiorgio. You're from Yuma, Arizona. You're into software. Now stick your head in the hole and say Joey Heatherton.
Right here on the strip?
Smile, kid. You're in Vegas.
We'll be right back.
guys have been together longer than the real Beatles?
Yeah.
Great. Will you excuse me?
Hey, you want to dance up here?
No, I don't think so.
Audrey, honey, let me tell you something I learned. In this world, you're either up on the stage in the spotlight, or you're down in the pit serving drinks. Go have some fun.
A lot of hearts.
It's gonna break something.
Congratulations, you won the car. Gracie, some ID, please. And where would you like the car sent, Mr. Papa Giorgio?
That's it, I've had enough. Let's get out of here.
Good luck, sir.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
Clark, why don't you just call it a night and let Ellen lick your wounds?
That sounds great, but Ellen went to sleep hours ago.
She must be one hell of a sleepwalker.
Did you record that journey,
too? Good night, Eddie.
So that's how they came up with the title Dankeschön.
You mean thank you.
Thank you in German.
Oh.
Ellen, what are you doing up? I thought you went to bed.
It got late. I got worried about you.
Clark, Wayne Newton.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
I hear you're into food preservatives, huh? What a gas, huh?
I like it.
As I was telling you, being on the road is just...
Probably been everywhere, but we never got anywhere. Actually, we're very boring people. I mean, usually Clark falls asleep playing the TV each night. But
I guess I'll just go upstairs and get some sleep.
Oh, well, okay. Look, let me just tip the piano player. She was marvelous.
Well, you might have some... I've got a chip here.
Oh, Danke schön.
Thanks.
Like to sit down? Very special lady.
That's why I entered into the sacred bond of marriage with her.
I hear that. You know, Clark, I love women. I observe them. I cherish them. Don't let that one get out of your sight.
Okay.
Wayne has invited us to Shenandoah tomorrow for lunch and festivities.
That's my home.
Thank you. I'd love to do it, but we really have a lot of plans, don't we?
Yeah, I...
Oh, my God! It's Wayne Newton! I'm a fan, sir. I am a fan. I can't believe I'm standing next to you!
Well, here, take my seat, Eddie.
Thank you very much for the drink, Wayne.
Okay, good night, Wayne.
Do you need a bodyguard? I'd die for you.
Go
Can I play $5 in coins, please?
What?
I'd like to bet $5.
$5. New roller coming out. Kid looks like a shooter. I'm going
to get a shooter.
I'm going for this. Go for this. Go for this. He looks like a shooter. I'm
on. Go 11. Come on. 7 anyway.
Come on.
7 anyway.
7
now.
7, a winner.
Yeah. Way to go, kid.
You want to press it?
Press it?
I want to press this up. Press this up?
Yeah. Yeah, press it.
Give him the dice. He can do it again.
Come on.
Let's go. Come on, baby. Come
good
on.
7 come on. Anyway. Come on. 7 dice. Winner.
Yo!
Sorry to bother you, sir. May I see some ID?
Yeah. ID? Sure.
Thank you. Welcome to Mirage, Mr. Papa Giorgio. My name is Dean.
Why did they do that? You got a hot table. Why did they do that?
Thank you, Dean.
How do you like Yuma?
Yuma, it's great. My wife and kids are, you know, back in Yuma, where I work in software. In the software business.
Hey, let the man roll the dice.
No corrective lenses tonight?
No, I do not require them.
Hmm. Good luck, sir.
Come on, let's go, kid. Let's do this. Come on.
But you do.
Come on, get him out of here. Come on.
7 and 11.
That's 7 again. Yeah. 7 again. I can't believe it.
Russ, Audrey.
Oh, Clark. Don't wake them.
Forget craps, forget blackjack. If you want to really make money in a casino, walk up to a baccarat table and say, I want to play baccarat. Or use the French pronunciation.
You feeling lucky tonight, Sparky?
Not right now, honey. They're teaching me baccarat. I'm learning baccarat. Bet with the player.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
Bet with the bank. Bet with the bank, bet with the player. 9 is a natural. Bet with the bank. Bet with the player. 9 is a natural. Bet with the bank. Bet with the player. 9 is a natural. Bet with the bank. Bet with
Clark!
8 is a winner. Clark! Honey, sweetie, do you think we really ought to be doing this before we get married? This is.
Hard 6 coming out.
What?
Hit me. Ow.
Good night, honey.
Seven out.
Oh. Nice roll, Mr. Nick.
You did good.
Thank you.
Kid, you made me a lot of money tonight.
Great roll.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma. You like getting massaged?
By who?
By who? By me. Meet us in the spot 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Hey, Randy, this guy's with us. You take care of him.
I was just going to say, we're so impressed with your play that we'd like to invite you to stay in one of our suites. Would you follow me? And if there's anything you need, don't hesitate to call me.
Thank you.
Legal? Sharpens the player's head.
Hello. Hey, where come the kids?
Okay, what happened to you last night?
Hey, what are you having for breakfast, lazy bones?
Coffee. Make it 3.
4 it is. Hey, gang.
Don't shut, Daddy.
I had an idea. How about an alone day, where each of us Griswolds goes out and explores the city of Las Vegas in their own personal way?
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Great.
Love ya.
Be back at 5. Oh, you'll have a great time.
Have fun.
You don't know when to quit, do you, Griswold?
Chips?
Changing 500! Whoop! Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were gonna bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day!
Papa Giorgio. I enjoy that massage.
I'm enjoying it, Julie. I really am.
You know what your problem is, Nick? You're a nervous guy. You gotta learn how to relax.
You're right, Julie. I know I do.
Look, a little hot on the shoulders, please.
That's it, kid. Now that you got that, all we gotta do is teach you how to dress.
Now, aren't you a little slice of pie?
Are you thinking of dancing, honey?
No. You've got a body for it, though.
I do? Thanks. Well, if you're thinking about it, do it while you're young and foolish.
Well, actually, I'm going to go to college in the fall, but I'm hoping to do some volunteer work this summer.
My prime years are few and fast.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Helen, show this girl something with a heel.
Hit me. Yeah, 20.
It's 20. It's a push. I didn't lose.
That's it, Griswold. You are freaking dead.
I love you, man. That's unbelievable.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. How lucky can one be?
Helen, outrageous. Where's the rest of the family?
They're busy. Did I catch it at a bad time?
No. A singer's body is his instrument, and I believe in keeping my instrument finely tuned. Come on in, let's have some fun.
Blackjack?
Woo!
Blackjack?
Grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said.
Not bad. Hi. These boys aren't much to talk to, but if you need a night away from your cat, they're more than fine.
Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
No!
My life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick.
What? What'd you say?
I said, Blackjack!
Lunch was wonderful.
I hope you enjoyed the company as much as the food.
Wait.
Please, madame, chin up.
Ellen, you know, I've always felt very blessed by all the gifts that I've been given.
But after meeting you, I realize how truly alone I am.
But Wayne, you have millions of fans.
Oh, please, they just love me for my talent. I feel so many things right now. I wish I could spend the rest of my life with you.
Well, we could turn the den into a guest room, although I don't know what you'd do with your horses because Clark pretty much likes the garage for the car and lawnmowers.
Ellen, you're too much. I have something for you. It's a lock of my hair.
Gosh. Oh, it's getting late. I've got to go. But thank you. It's been wonderful.
Ellen, wait. If you have nothing to do later, please come back. I'm going to make pasta.
Come on, Chris Wong. You think this sign's here to hold down the table?
What can I do with $5?
Gee, I don't know. Buy a bullet and rent a gun?
Hey, I'll see you. Have a good time.
All righty.
Rusty. Ellen?
Good luck, sir.
Had a fantastic alone day, Clark. It was a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get that stuff?
The Minstore at the promenade. Ask for Caesar.
Daddy!
Oh, my God.
Look, Daddy. Vicky took me to her stylist. Clark, did you know that there are 92 individual muscles in the human throat? Dad, all this time I thought I wasn't happy with you and Mom. I was just dissatisfied with myself. But all that's changed now, thanks to Las Vegas. Dad, this is Larry, Kurt, and Ira, the professional entertainers.
Nice to meet you, sir.
How do you do?
What's been driving me crazy, Dad?
What?
Those goddamn baccarat tables.
Larry can bend his leg up over his head without falling down. Want to see?
But I say, what the hell? You're going to tell us what
you're writing where?
Because if those guys weren't bust outs, you think they'd be at home writing? Right?
All of you, come with me now. Not you. Now listen. I know we haven't seen a lot of each other lately, and that's okay. But we're the Griswolds, and we're on vacation. And starting right now, we're going to have a great time.
Dad, we're having a great time.
Who would have thought my sister had the legs of a thoroughbred? Am I right?
Shut up, Russ. The point is, starting now, we're going to have a great time together.
How?
How? Well, we could all sit on a bench as a family and watch a beautiful Vegas sunset. Wouldn't that be great? Audrey, we could count the bulbs on the strip, Audrey.
Larry's supposed to take me to see the world's largest thermometer.
I got a teeny thing happening downtown. You know.
Ellen, I know what we can do. We can get remarried right now. There's a honeymoon slots tournament over at the Golden Nugget. And guess what? Newlyweds get in for free.
I've got news for you, Clark. I haven't said yes yet.
Well, if you're all too busy...
You hang on a minute, mister. You brought us all here for a family vacation, and the only time we've spent together is when you're on your way in or out of the casino.
I've invited you.
You find the Clark Griswold I'm married and tell him I'm at the Mirage. Come on, kids.
Don't worry about me. I got plenty I can do on my own in Las Vegas.
Hand is it in, huh? Who wants it now? Who wants it? There you go, you little heathens.
Eddie, thanks for buying me dinner.
Best $1.49 buffet in town, Clark.
Clark, this is all you can eat. We only need one plate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
These rolls. Well, I had that last time I was here. That's good.
Fresh broccoli. God bless you. Maybe I'll just replace these and carrot.
And that's macaroni. It's good.
It's good, no.
Let's get a little more.
Well, all right.
Some of the spaghetti bolognese is here. Lucky you came on, I tell you that. That stuff will knock your socks off.
This doesn't look like chicken. Oh, you're right. This isn't chicken. This is chicken. Want some? Eddie, I think I'll just be over by the saltines.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and get us a table. I'll have some of the yellow. And don't get cheap on me. Mmm. This bread pudding is extra runny tonight.
Eddie, when you look at me, what do you see? Time's up, Eddie. I'll tell you what you see. You see a man whose family counted on him to give him the best vacation ever, and I can't do it. I can't do it because... Eddie, you have some on you.
I get it?
Yeah. Eddie, I've gambled away more money than you'll ever understand.
Try me.
$22,600.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, God!
Eddie!
Oh, my God!
Please.
Clark.
I don't know what I want to tell Ellen. I mean, if I could just get that money back, I could turn it all around.
Clark, you've been so good to Catherine and me through all these years. I hate to see it down like this. I've got some... money stashed away, and it'd be my honor to help you in your time of need.
You mean it?
Hey, just one little problem.
I forgot where I buried it. Is it safe to be digging like this?
Oh, yeah. Just watch out for the scorpions.
I got money buried all over this yard, Clark. I used to have quite a little system for finding it. But, oh, wait, here's something. $28.
Got one.
$6. Oh, yeah, you banned coffee. You know you can sprinkle that stuff on anything? Ice cream, mashed potatoes, or just eat it right out of the can for a quick pick-me-up.
Oh, my God. There must be over $100 in here.
Oh, yeah, that's from when I sold one of my kidneys. We didn't really need the cash at the time, but I figured, hell, with all the advances they're making in modern medicine, I might as well hurry up and sell it while somebody still wanted to buy it. Smartest thing I ever did, Clark.
Eddie, why do you have all this money buried in the ground?
For a rainy day, Clark. We don't get too many of those out here in the desert.
Where's the nearest casino?
Hello, room service. I'd like the crab rangoon, chicken fingers, the jackpot burger, and the tropical banana tort.
No. Cancel that. I'm going out.
Now, I gotta warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
Eddie, this place is great. They don't have any of these games at the Mirage. Pick a number. I'm great at that. Coin toss. Eddie, these are my games. Give me $20. War. You know, Russ and I play this all the time. I'm in.
There we go. All right.
Oh, that's fast.
Give me another 20, Eddie.
What? Bet again.
Now, Clark, maybe you ought to spread it around a little bit, you know, not have all your fun at just one table.
Dealer has rock. Pay paper.
Call it.
Clark, what say we go back home and bury what's left of my money?
Heads!
I'm sorry, sir, it's tails.
Almost.
Give me that, Clark.
He cheated, Eddie.
Clark.
He switched to my sword.
Clark.
Four.
Seven.
Eddie, what am I doing? I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Oh, I wouldn't do that here, Clark. Stalls are awfully dirty and they're backed up all the time.
No, Eddie, I need to be alone.
Oh, I see. You want me to go with you?
All right, come on.
Come on, Clark. The night is young. They're giving away free hot sandwiches over there at the blood bank.
Sandwiches. I'm not even worthy of a hot sandwich. I'm not a father. I'm not a husband. I'm nothing.
Oh, you may feel like nothing now, but look on the bright side. You used to be something, and nobody can ever take that away from you.
Goodbye, Ellen. I'm sure you'll be happy with Wayne Newton.
Over there. Okay.
Where am I going to go?
Well, you can live with us right here in Vegas. We'll dig you a guest room.
Rusty, my poor little Audrey,
And in the evening, you can sit outside and you can tell us all how much more good you used to have it.
Look at all these happy families. Where did I go wrong? What did I do? Oh. Without my family, there is no Clark Griswold.
We could go into business for ourselves.
Ah.
We can raise more snakes, maybe even open up our own pet zoo. Yeah, that's what we could do. And we can have a lot of happy, wonderful times ahead of us, Clark. We'll get your money back.
Eddie, I'm not worried about my money. I don't care if I ever get my money back. I gotta get my family back.
What about my money?
You stay here. I'll be right back.
Police emergency.
Hey, what are you doing there?
Uh-oh.
Hey, open up. Open it up.
Don't be alarmed. He's with me.
Hey.
Say cheese.
Oh, Wayne.
It's Dean Martin's recipe. I always make too much.
Thank you so much for having me for dinner.
Ellen, I there's something I have to tell you.
Oh, no. Wayne, please don't.
Ellen, I've always been a moral man. But my resolve is melting in the blinding light of your precious smile.
Maybe you're just hungry. Would you like some more pasta?
On your right is Trent, on the left is Harris, on the right is the Mirage. Next stop, Wayne Newton's house.
Wayne, please. Please? Wayne!
Wait! Hands off my wife!
not the way it looks. We were just having pasta.
Ellen, I've been a fool. And not a lovable fool, clowns for the delight of children and small people. But a fool who's only fooling himself.
Clark, you're back.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, why don't you go sing something? Ellen, I've learned that a family vacation only works when you're with your family, and you and Russ and...
Audrey,
you are my family. And the most important thing is for us to get back together before it's too late. What do you say, Ellen?
I'm with you, baby.
And let's go get our kids.
Is there a charge for valet parking?
No, sir.
Park it. Hey, you seen this person?
Mr. Papa Giorgio, yeah, Lanai 6.
My son.
Mr. Papa Giorgio?
Let's go.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Rusty!
Russ!
Do something.
Okay, look out. Russ! Rusty!
Excuse me.
Russ!
Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, Nick.
So I says to him, I said, get your own monkey.
Lord, Rusty!
Oh, you must be lost. This is Mr. Papa Giorgio.
His name is not Papa Giorgio. His name is Rusty Griswold. He's a C-plus student. Now, out of the pool. Let's go.
I'm looking for this underage kid named Papa Giorgio. Have you seen him?
Yes, he stole my wallet. He's back there.
Where's your sister?
Audrey? I don't know. She's with Vicky somewhere.
Where's Vicky?
Mr. Papa Giorgio, your usual table?
Not tonight, Jerome.
You are in deep trouble, my friend.
Excuse me.
Yeah, when are we going?
Let's just quit while we're ahead.
Ahead or behind, what does it matter? We still have each other.
Sparky.
And when we get home, even though I've lost most of our money...
Oh, wait a minute. I've lost most of our money? How much did you lose?
Well, with the checks and the credit cards, a couple of trips to the ATM, and the plane tickets that I cashed in. I don't know. $23,000, somewhere in there.
What? Dad, what about my tuition?
You said you were going to buy me a snowboard.
We still have our love. That's what I've come to realize.
Clark, how much money do you have right now?
I'm broke.
Rusty?
I spent it all. Having an entourage is expensive.
Audrey?
No pockets.
I've got $2. Clark, get our money back.
telling you, honey, this is not the way to do this. Can't we just get your parents to wire us some money?
There.
Oh, Keno. Oh, this is easy. I saw this on TV. Okay, you gotta pick 10 numbers.
You gotta play the kids' birthdays. 16, 7.
Oh, and Dad's old football number, 44.
Excuse me, is that your family?
Yeah.
You're a lucky man.
Luckiest guy on earth. Don't forget Grandma and Granddad's anniversary.
Oh.
I never got married. I'm scared. Afraid to take the risk, but beautiful children.
Oh, thank you. We're very blessed.
This whole thing is money, 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 money. Let me tell you something. Money isn't everything. I sit here alone, you know, nobody cares. If I win or something, you know, I have nobody to share it with.
Well?
You have your health? Seems like you have a hobby.
Yeah, a hobby I got, that's it. My health? If I did have a family, I'd like to be like yours. I really would.
Tonight, consider yourself part of our family.
I'm going to take you up on that. Really. Thank you. Okay. Nice. Good luck.
Hey, Dad, the game's almost starting.
Yeah.
7.
It's 7. It's Audrey's birthday. Gonna do it.
10. $14.
Doesn't matter. Even 8 matches wins $15,500.
22.
9.
33. 80. Your final number, 54.
I won. Yeah, I've won. Ah, all the years I've waited for this, years. I've been coming here for years. I've never won once, and now I won. Money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it for the first time. I got the money.
Hey, sir? Are you all right?
Wesley. Go get someone.
Sir? Oh, my God.
I won the money. I won the money. Did you hear me? I said I won. It's okay. It's here, right here.
Wonderful.
I won the money.
It's wonderful. Ooh.
What did he say?
I think he said take the ticket.
He said take the ticket?
I think he did.
He's gone. There was nothing you could do.
We'll never even know his name.
He was Mr. Ellis. The loneliest guy I ever saw.
He would have given anything just to have somebody sit with him and say a few nice words.
hope you kids have learned something about the dangers of gambling.
Oh, no, Sparklet. Don't blame gambling. Gambling is what made America great. You see, kids, when Columbus set sail on a little rickety boat and let it ride all the way to the New World on a single tank of gas, that was a gamble. Ben Franklin, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, all gamblers.
Wasn't Einstein German?
Hard to tell from his accent, Russ. But I do know one thing. When a beautiful young blonde co-ed took a chance on a gangly boy of a man named Clark, she was taking a gamble, too.
Helen Priscilla Ruth Smith Griswold. Will you remarry me?
Ellen Griswold, do you promise to love and honor Clark for as long as you both shall live?
No! No! Oh, God!
I do.
Clark Griswold, do you? Promise to love and honor Ellen for as long as you both shall live.
I do.
I don't care if you ruined my life. I love you.
And by the power vested in me by the state of Nevada and the Las Vegas Entertainers Association, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
This is for you.
Clark, where did all this come from?
Well, we were very, very fortunate last night, Eddie. And, you know, I think the Griswold, well, we learned something on this vacation, and that is that it's not what you have, but who you have to share it with.
Dad?
In a minute, Russ. You see, the promise of material possessions can often blind one to the... What is it, Russ?
Those four cars over there? They're mine.
What do you mean they're yours?
Yeah.
Where did they come from, Russ?
Well, four slot machines and I won four cars, you know? I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car.
Okay, I think I get it. Give me the keys, please.
$1,000?
Excuse me a minute.
$1,000.
Okay, Ellen, you drive the red one. You take the white one. You take the Mustang, and I'll take that big black thing over there. After you, Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yes.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Clark.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye.
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 Patrick Poppy. We have written a song for Vegas Vacation for the producers and directors. This is Vegas Vacation. Have you taken a Vegas vacation? Four of a kind's divine. Then you roll them to pull the dough in, making a nine to shine. Here's a tip when you buy your chips. Let the luck of the kiss from the lady's lips make your Vegas vacation be fine. Spin it, win it, just to begin it. Place your bet, bet high. Then you hit with a big, big win. Mr. Wynn might smile, but he'll lose his grin to make your Vegas vacation worthwhile.